We're talking now with members of the Pella Christian Girls soccer team, Sarah Gritters, Jocelyn Terpstra, and Marina Campos, following a 1-0 win over Grinnell and a big conference win. And, you know, here in the early season, the year hasn't gone quite the way I think that a lot of you had hoped to start. You know, what does a win like this, you know, a big conference win, do for you guys as a team?
I would say that it just gives us a little bit more confidence in the fact that we are a good team, even though we're still growing in all of our abilities. But this night really gave us a chance to work together and to grow in that a little bit more, and I think that that's awesome.
Yeah, I think it showed us that we can shut a team out. You know, we haven't had a shutout so far this year. We haven't even gone into a second half tied. We've always been down. We all said that when we ran out there. We were like, guys, this is the first time we're tied at half. So, yeah, it just gives us a lot of confidence in, like, matching the number of conference wins we had last year. We only had one, and we already have one this year. So I think it shows a lot of growth.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing as they said. This victory gave us a lot of confidence, and now we can, like, work better with the passes and just keep our head up for the next game.
Yeah, and like you guys said, I mean, obviously this season, you know, you've trailed a lot, and you guys were wire to wire, or it was, you know, almost the shutout wire to wire for both teams there. And, you know, to pull that out in the later stages of the game, you know, you mentioned the confidence boost that gives, but, you know, just to know that you can, you know, win when things are getting narrow and looking like, you know, it might be overtime or penalty kicks. What does that say about this group in particular?
I feel like that's just a testament to our mental toughness as a team and the fact that we didn't turn on each other when things got a little bit more stressful. I feel like we kind of came together and worked really well as a team.
Yeah, like Sarah said, I think we stayed together, and I think as the season's going on, we're being able to stay tougher and more determined towards the end of games, as well as we're getting more in shape too. Yeah,
I feel like Sarah said, we don't turn against each other, and like we always try to say to the other one what she's supposed to say. So like if someone should go like ahead, people just say go, and so we are like keeping the team together, so that's good.
Absolutely. And you know, we're gonna go in a little bit of inverse order here. As Marina, you were able to net the game-winning goal here tonight. It was your first career goal and your first year playing organized soccer. What does that mean to you to come through in a moment like that?
I was so happy because I just received that perfect pass, and then I just heard people shoot. So then I shoot, and then I saw like the ball doing a little curve and going to the goal. And then I just looked like to my side, and I started jostling like, yeah, it was so fun.
That's awesome to hear, just that level of excitement. And yeah. You know, Sarah, you're been busy as of late, I know, with doing Tulip Queen stuff and, you know, managing soccer. And, you know, how has that been for you trying to, you know, manage doing both? And, you know, you're obviously very active on the soccer field, doing a lot of the throw-ins and stuff this year, and, you know, on top of that, doing all the other activities. How do you manage that and do so well with it?
I would say that it's kind of just taking it day by day right now. A lot of times I have to miss school for Tulip Court, or I have to miss a practice, but I think I only have to miss one or two games, so that's really great. And I've just kind of learned to embrace whatever I'm doing at the moment and to not really think ahead to what's up next.
Absolutely. And Jocelyn, it seems like you're involved in very many different things. I mean, you know, you were cross country, you know, state basketball, now into soccer. You know, how do you, you know, balance all of that on top of school and, you know, other activities?
Yeah, kind of like Sarah said, taking it day by day. And I don't know, I love to do a lot of things. Sometimes it gets to be too much, but yeah, you just got to take it day by day and see. And yeah, it's really fun to stay active year round.
Well, and it keeps you out of trouble too, you know. Yeah. So that's always a positive. Yeah. You know, you can't be getting yourself in trouble if you're always busy. But yeah. You know, guys, thanks for joining us after what was an exciting 1-0 win here against Grinnell on the home field, and we look forward to seeing what the rest of the season can bring for you guys. And hopefully, you know, we'll get a couple more conference wins. He can double and maybe triple, or you know, even more than that in the conference record. So thanks for joining us, guys. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Marina Campos, Jocelyn Terpstra, and Sarah Gritters of the Pella Christian Girls soccer team.